Blog Talk Radio.
Diva Spot Radio on the spot, on the grind.
Yo, what it do? It's your man, Space Age J. I'm in the building. You know what I mean? Welcome to Step Your Game Up Saturdays. You feel me? We about to do the damn thing tonight, man. My co-host for the evening, Diva Ebony B. She's absent for the day. She had to take a leave of absence. You know, she had to take a little personal day off, a little baptism going on with her son. So shout out to her son. You know what I mean? And we gonna get into it, man. We gonna talk about some heavy topics tonight. I hope y'all, you know, got yourself strapped to y'all chairs. You know what I mean? Cause it's gonna get crazy tonight. And let me open up this music real quick. We're going to play something by my man Dope Ass Music real quick. We're going to get into it real quick. Let's get it popping.
Off the light round, cruising through the city doing two, feeling cool now. That paper back, they see what I'm sipping on. Candy on that old school, they guessing what it's sitting on. Women love attention, so I gave my whip a chick name. Paint job dripping like it's been drenched in the rain. I don't even have a destination, I'ma just ride. Hit a sale later and dig all up inside. My jimmies that super fly, I'm jumping off of cages, knocking that sideways, running rubber like the highway. Sunset, that's when it all emerges. On the turf, I'm a vet, I get respect cause I earned it. I chilled in the malls, rode deep and chased draws, hunted down women to get them to taste. This that Oakland life in the sun. I was born, I'ma die, but in between I'm having fun. What is it?
Come ride with me out to the bay. From SF to Oakland, California, A.
My game is strong, my AK thing is long. Where fame is born, slogan is go hard or go home.
Come ride with me out to the bay. From SF to Oakland, California, A.
Riding whips, we high side and glide through strips. This the land of the hustler, caravan through muff.
Let's ride inside, that's what we do. Flossing, bossing, cruising slow through the avenues. Something laid back, a dope ass track. Top drop, wheel locks, yelling out the window, what it do? Through the breeze, pockets full of cheese, Gouda and Swiss. Diamonds out the window, sub-zero freeze in my wrist. Fresh wax, gas, patch, watch the wheels spin with guap. Chronic smoke, my homie smoke, talent green, thick and small. So chill, gold grill, listen to the trunk rattle, hurting women like cattle. Shout out to Diva B, Seattle, West Coast, sweet toast. So rock, we doing the most, at the park, after dark. Rolling up on Mars, prepping a bay, so tough. Cali living, never enough, candy paint, muscle car. Study on the block, superstars, paper chases, pitboy game. Human laser raider in a giant middle finger in defiance.
Ha, cause I represent the bay, baby.
All day, baby, all day.
All day.
Shout out to Nikki Stiletto. Team know what it do.
Come ride with me out to the bay. From SF to Oakland, California, A.
Where game is strong, my AK thing is long. Where fame is born, slow and near, go hard or go home.
Come ride with me out to the bay. From SF to Oakland, California, A.
Riding with me, we high side glide through strips. This the land of the hustler, caravan through mud.
Come ride with me out to the bay. From SF to Oakland, California, A.
Where game is strong, my AK thing is long. Where fame is born, slogan is go hard or go home.
Come ride with me out to the bay. From SF to Oakland, California, A.
Riding whips, we high side and glide through strips. This the land of the hustler, caravan through mud.
Man, it's the big homie DJ Solis, a.k.a. Mr. Trapnificent, the Carolina representative, all that good shit, you know what I mean? And right now, I'm rocking with the homie Slay Stone, man, the number one Texas MC. Fuck with it.
DJ Sway, DJ Sway, DJ Sway.
Not a gang or a group, this is fam for real. Break bread, split crumbs, grand to meals. My life on the line, I'm overprotective. Fuck with my people, you making a death wish. That's easily granted, soon as homie financed it. We ready to go, man, why would you chance it? Born an only child, I quickly adapted. Either kick ass or get my ass kicked. You pop shit daily, said you want a thrill. Shit, get bananas, shit you trying to peel. Please be still, real shit'll get you killed. Bullet for my niggas, use my body as a shield. Real sacrifices, they scared to take. Arrangements with God, prepare my face. End of the day, I'm loyal to the core. My heart beats for fam till it beats no more.
On there, man, it's crazy. Yeah, that was my homie Slay Stone featuring Tay Black. It's called The Chosen, man. That thing was killing me right there. That thing was hitting. The song before that, excuse me, I'm sorry, something caught in my throat. The song before that was my man Dope Ass Music with Dope Ass Music. You know what I mean? That's my homie right there. My man just put out his new mixtape Thanksgiving Day Massacre. Go check that out. You know what I'm saying? The only way you're going to get it is on blastyourthoughts.com. You know what I mean? 30, I think he said he got somewhere like 30 artists on there, 30 tracks with a bunch of artists on there. It's crazy. I'm on there. My man Tony Lyric is on there. You know, we got a bunch of people on there. Ty the CEO is on there. Dope Ass, of course, on there. His boy Bugs Bazaar, just a bunch, too many people to name is on there, man. This is crazy. I had to get that out the way, that gangster stuff out the way. It wake me up, man. That's like my coffee. But shout out to 972. I got you. You know, I see you, man. We gonna get into the topic number one for the evening, man. You know, I want to wish everybody a happy holidays, you know, and I hope that everybody holidays was safe and fun and festive and everything like that. You know, but by it being Saturday, I feel like it's a good day. I can bust a few people bubbles real quick, you know, because we're going to get into talking about what is the meaning of this Thanksgiving, man. What is the true meaning of Thanksgiving? You know what I mean? We're going to get into it, man. I'm just going to come out and say it. It's going to be that show right here that might ruffle a few feathers. It might disorient some people. It might turn some people out. But, hey, I'm here to step your game up. You know, I'm the intellectual, you know, that's going to save you from yourself. You feel me? So let's talk about it. You know, Thanksgiving, you know, what does it really mean? You know, a lot of people, you know, we're going to talk about it. We're going to talk about it. A lot of people are so confused. You know what I mean? They think that, you know, it's just, you know, a holiday. We're going to cut up some turkey and everything like that. And it's all fine and dandy, you know, if whatever you do for your Thanksgiving, you know, I don't know, you know, because, you know, we was cutting up turkey, we was drinking, you know, we was doing a little bit of things, but I want to make it clear, you know, Thanksgiving, you know what I mean, it's a real serious backstory to the whole meaning of that. A lot of people don't really understand, you know, we talking about, you know, how did it come to be, how did it all come to be. We talking about pilgrims landing here from another nation, you know, from a whole nother world, a whole nother nation. And the first people they encounter was the Native Americans. You know, they searching for a new land. First people they encounter is Native Americans. And the Native Americans are nice. And I guess in hindsight, you could say they're gullible because, you know, they did for these pilgrims. And they helped the man out, you know. I'm going to paint the picture for you. Let me be blunt about it. These people showed up, you know, in their boats and whatnot, searching for new land to build settlements. And they land here on what is now America, and they're starving. They're seasick. They got all types of illnesses that they done came with, brung from, you know, the homeland. They done brung all type of illnesses, all type of disease that was never before introduced to the Western half of the world. They brought that with them. These Indians see these guys dying, literally dying, starving, no food. They don't know, you know, the crops that they normally would plant cannot grow in American soil at the time. So the Native American does what? He takes them under his wing. He says, let me help you. Let me help you put some food in your mouth. Let me help feed you. Let me show you what's up. And, you know, as soon as the pilgrim feels like, you know, they take enough knowledge back from the Native American, as soon as the pilgrim feel like it's right, you know, and they are right, they can sustain, they done learned all they need to learn, the proverbial taking out the master, the teacher, the student beating the teacher thing takes place, where the pilgrim offs the Indian, kills the Indian, beheads the Indian, you know, does what it does, you know. I'm sure y'all know. Yeah, I mean, y'all know what I'm saying. Murder, mass murder, massacre. This is what I'm talking about, people. And from there, I mean, I'm gonna get into the rest of what happens to the, you know, the Native American after that. I'm gonna get into that, but let's just stick with this right here. The pilgrim who shows up and is just beat down and hurt and diseased and dying on his deathbed, the Native American takes this person in and says, you know, let me help you out, you know what I mean, let me get you, you know, let me share with you, because that's what this nation is supposed to be built on. Us sharing with one another, you know, us brother and brother taking care of each other and everything like that. That's what we're supposed to be built on, right? So, you know, and I don't want to come across, like I said, it's going to hurt some people's feelings, but, you know, the truth must be told, you feel me? Let me get into this caller real quick, 972. Let me talk to you real quick. What's up? You on the line
hey.
With Space Age J.
What it do, J Biggs? This is your boy, Dope Ass Music, you know what I'm saying? No S's, no C's, Mr. Google, Steve, no filter, West Coast, Bay Area, stand up. I mean, what it do, bruh?
Yeah, what's going on, man? It's Step Your Game on Saturdays, man. I'm talking about, well, I'm starting to define what is the real meaning of Thanksgiving. You know, I'm trying to talk about, you know, the not the turkeys and the parades and, you know, what people come to know it as, but what it really means, you know, underneath the surface of it. You feel me? We just played the dope-ass music track, you know, which was you and it was you and I think it was just you. It said it was you and Buzz Bizarre, but I think it was just you on there. So, you know, I think it was just you, though. So can you describe, like, because it's talking about, you know, some real street type of stuff on there. Can you talk about that for a second?
Man, that's me and my man Buzz Bizarre, you know what I'm saying? Basically, on that track, it was just a day in the life in the Bay Area from the perspective, you know, because most of the people I hang out with, they street dudes, you know what I'm saying? They're not really corporate people, so I relate to that. So that's what it all do. You know what I'm saying? So it was just a nice way of seeing, you know, the perspective of how life is in the Bay Area, you know, from the street. Not doing crime, not shooting people, but just hanging out and chilling with your folks.
True. Speaking of chilling with the folk, man, how was your holiday, man? Was it, you know, I know you did the mixtape and everything, you know, you had that thing released and you had the little party, but how was that and how was everything else?
Oh, man, you know what I'm saying? Thanksgiving, to me, it's one of those holidays, you know what I'm saying, where you actually get to hang out with family that, you know, for one day they decide to come together and hang out.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Basically, that's what Thanksgiving, but as far as the real Thanksgiving, you know what I'm saying, the real Thanksgiving to me is the initial whole thing was, you know what I'm saying, the white man came over here, Native Americans, was cool with them, partaking my food, we're going to help y'all get on your feet, you know what I'm saying, the way you're supposed to do, the way that it's, you know what I'm saying, Christians are supposed to act, but then we know how Christians is, you know what I'm saying, they stoned Jesus, so you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, they did.
You know, at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? Do what you do because it's in your nature. But you know what I'm saying? Just watch your back. You know what I'm saying? And it's a shame that the world is like that. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, people take these damn holidays just like, you know, Christmas. You know what I'm saying? It's a mixture of a pagan holiday. It's a mixture of a Christian holiday. It's all commercial. You know what I'm saying? I say, if you're over the age of 12 and you are not a niece or a nephew or one of my children, you do not get anything for Christmas but a pound and maybe some vodka. They're going
hey.
By my bait now.
Hey, that's what it do. I mean, yeah, true that. No gift, no gift giving. You passed the point of gift giving. You know, you ain't no little deed no more, you know.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? We all know the reason for the season. Get out of my face with all that buying you something. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Giving you gifts. You're saying my gift is my present. You're saying the fact that I'm here, I'm showing you love. You're saying so.
True that.
That's what that is about. But man, hey, you know what I'm saying? I like how you know what I'm saying, talking about the pilgrims and the real, you know. And they did. They introduced a lot of diseases like smallpox, you know, measles, and you know, saying the immune system of the Native Americans weren't used to it, and that was the number one cause of the decline of most of. Western civilizations with disease. I mean, look at the, you know, Aztecs and the Mayans and the Incas. You know what I'm saying? Most of that was due to disease. I mean, they used to take blankets of infected with smallpox and give it to the Native Americans so they die out.
That's what I'm talking about, man. And it's so sad and it's tragic that they was just like so unaware, you know what I mean? Like, they were so, I don't want to say gullible, but it's like, you know, because, you know, it's like if you don't put your hand out and help out, they looking at you the wrong way, you know what I mean, and whatnot, and they going to do what? Slaughter you and try, you know, go to war with you anyway. So it's like, you know, what you supposed to do in that case, you know? And then, you know, like I say, man, I mean, the Pilgrims was bringing, like, bullets, and the Indians got arrows, the Native Americans got arrows, so what's a bullet to an arrow, you feel me? So it's like, it wasn't even fit, you know what I mean?
You know, at the time, you're saying it was because they weren't prepared for the war. See, that's the thing, you know what I'm saying? The white man came over here prepared for war. Native Americans, they were prepared for, you know what I'm saying? It's just like, you know, black folks now. We prepared to go to war against each other, but we ain't prepared to go to war against the white man.
So ain't.
So why is that? Why is that? I mean, look at all the, you know what I'm saying, all the nationalities. We prepared to war with each other, but we ain't prepared to war against the white man. Right. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You better wake up. Hey, wake up. Because at the end of the day.
And that's why we're doing the show, man. We got to wake these people up, man. It's crazy, man. It's crazy. I'm trying to wake the folk up. Step your game up, beam up, wake up, all that. Get up, something, you know, because you know, you got a lot of propaganda that we buying into. And when I say we, I mean my culture, my community. We buying into it, and we getting, you know, exploited about it. But that's going to come later in the show. That's going to come. I got to leave a little bit to chance, man. Go ahead, plug the mixtape, man, you know, and let them know where they can get that at.
Man, you know what I'm saying? The Thanksgiving Massacre, as my man said, is only available on blastyourthoughts.com. You know what I'm saying? Make sure it's 30 of hot songs, including a song by me and Tay Black. Me, Diva Ebony B getting her little spit on. You know what I'm saying? My man Jay Biggs and Tony Lyrics and Max Lane. You know what I'm saying? So I got some phenom radio on this mixtape. So make sure y'all cop that. It's free. You know what I'm saying? You won't be disappointed. I promise. You know what I'm saying?
That's what's up, man. I appreciate you coming through, showing love, man. You know what I'm saying? Let me get back into this discussion. You know what I mean? We talking about what it really means to be celebrating Thanksgiving. You know what I'm saying? We pick back up, man. The pilgrims showed up. Native Americans. I'm sorry, I'm all mixed up, man. These diseased Native Americans, you know, killed them off for you know, pretty much nothing. Because as history illustrates for you, the Native American was a very, you know, peaceable people. They was willing to share. They was willing to educate these people, give them some land and what have you. But, of course, you know, the pilgrim had to take more than they wasn't willing to share. The pilgrim had to take, you know what I mean? And they wasn't trying to go for that. So, I mean, what does that really mean when you cut that bird up? You know, what are you celebrating when you say thanks, happy Thanksgiving to somebody? Matter of fact, I'm gonna make the statement, you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna get to you 202, I see you, man. I'm gonna make the statement right here and now before I get into this next track, man. I'm gonna make the statement. Thanksgiving in my world, Thanksgiving is dead. You feel me? It's dead. It's no more Thanksgiving. It's Happy Turkey Day. Happy Holidays. Ain't no more Thanksgiving, man. It's dead to me. I'm not celebrating the massacre of one race, the slaughter of one race for nothing. You know what I mean? It's not worth it. We're going to get into this next track. Coincidentally produced by my man, Dope Ass Music. You know what I'm saying? It's off the last mixtape, though. It's featuring my boy, Tony Lyrics, and myself, of course. You know, it's called Make You Rain. You know what I mean? I hope y'all check that out. I hope y'all, you know, we got it coming out on iTunes. So I hope y'all get out there and support that, man. That's a real, I'm not even going to say what I want you to think. It's to me, it's a hot track, you know what I mean? It's the perfect track amidst all this rah-rah, you know, Cisco and Bar and all that. It's the perfect track. Wind down, put it on for your lady, you know what I mean? But without further ado, let's just get into the track, man. It's Make You Rain. It's me, Dope Ass, Tony Lyric. Let's go.
Close the door. Yeah, I did a little something special for you, you know, show you how much I care for you. Yeah, I know, I ain't had to do that, but I wanted to. Hold up, let me get that. Hold on. Nah, don't move. Let me get a good look at you. Now turn around, let me see the rest of you. Now that's my favorite part.
Baby, it's your night. What's on your mind? Let me get there and pour you wine. Treat you like my job. Let me grind hard. I put in work plus overtime. Let me rub your feet. Massage your shoulders. Got scented oils and hot aromas and candles lit. I handle it. You ain't gotta raise a hand to demand for shh. Just close your lips. Matter of fact, just close your eyes. Where we going? It's no surprise. I just hope that we both survive. I ran your bath through bubbly in it. Take your clothes off. Get comfy in it. Stereo, we'll all be in it. Your body calling out, you want me in it, yeah. Got them clouds on it. I might have to drown just to put my mouth on it. I kiss you head to toe, everywhere from breast below. Put your legs on my shoulders, promise I won't let you go. This ain't sex no more, baby, this precipitation. That's why your body pouring from all the anticipation. For every raindrop, I see a rainbow. So that's real love, I don't need a raincoat.
Baby, the weather's gonna go. And I'm feeling kinda horny. I know that you like it. Then tell me how bad you want it, so I can make you rain. Oh, rain, oh, rain. Yeah, so I can make you rain. Yeah, rain. Lighting up until tomorrow morning.
Every climax, like man kicking high hats, define that. I love making this IMAX. Your back blown, your spine crack. It rains so much, you got a flood warning. Forecast say it's love storming. Raining just like Washington. Before tonight, Southern California. I started out up under that. Round two, I hit it from the back. I put you up in front of that. Then grab your waist while your thunder clapping. My lightning strike. Doing it till the sunrise. Roll around, cuddled up, exhausted.
Baby, wanna go deeper than I've ever been. Baby, got me begging for your rain again. Oh, love on you, you put your love on me. Open up your skies and let the rain go free. Let it flood on me, I'll put this love on you. In the morning I'll be the grass, you'll be the dew. What you trying to do? Baby, the weather's kinda stormy, and I'm feeling kinda horny.
Oh, yeah.
I know that you like it. Yeah. Tell me how bad you want it, so I can make you rain. Oh, rain, oh, rain.
Oh,
yeah. So I can make you rain.
Rain.
And I ain't letting up until tomorrow morning.
Y'all gotta give it up to him. You know, I got, you know, much respect. Props to that man. Man is over there doing his thing, man. Let me get to this call real quick, man. You know, 202, you on the line. We talking about Thanksgiving. Like, what it really mean, Thanksgiving, when you cut that bird up, man. What's good?
Oh, man, to me, coming from a Native family, you know what I'm saying, my perception of Thanksgiving is far different from a lot of people because it's actually my ancestors who were slaughtered. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, the one thing that people have to do is know the history of things, you know, and to know the history of the people that's doing it. I don't celebrate the Thanksgiving that they portray. You know what I'm saying? You know, my giving of thanks is always to the man upstairs when I'm saying thanks. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But, you know, as far as why and how they've been doing what they've been doing and continue to doing, I just advise everybody to go read the, you know, Willie Lynch papers. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's still relevant to this day, you know, definitely an education line. But, you know, calling in, show support, of course, to you, to the Queen. You know what I'm saying? And tell everybody, make sure that they go out this week and cop that Make You Rain featuring yourself, you know what I'm saying, and Tony.
Yeah, man, cop
definitely
that,
make sure they do that. It'll be available iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Media Net, all the social networks, you know, all the media outlets. Make sure y'all go ahead and cop that, definitely.
For sure, man. We put in some real work on that. We've been pushing that thing for a good little minute. You know, a lot of people love that track, man. And actually, man, I'm glad you said that, man, about your ancestry, because that's really the main focus that I'm trying to get, you know, behind this show, why I chose this topic for this evening, because I'm looking for the Native American, you know, people that's descended from Native American families and whatnot, you know, in this holiday season, you know. And I appreciate you calling. I wanted to, like, get into that because I was sitting there talking with the Queen, you know, the other day on the phone. And shout out to Ebony B, who is taking a personal leave day for the day. You know, she's at the baptism for her son, you know. And anybody that's getting baptized and everything like that, man, I'm more than willing to support. So shout out to the Queen, Diva Ebony B. You know, follow her on Twitter at Diva Ebony B. I was talking to her the other day, and I mean, you know, we talk, we get into talking about like just anything from you know, the Elmo controversy to this right here, and it was just like, you know, I wondered to myself and to her aloud, like, how do the Native Americans take Thanksgiving? You know, when you see you see like a Macy's on TV throwing a parade for Thanksgiving and whatnot, and you are Native American and you buy clothes from Macy's, maybe, you know what I mean? Like, how do you even feel, you know, when it comes down to that? And I mean, that's serious to me, you know. I want to hear from the Native American population or the descendants of the families and ancestors of Native Americans. Make sure you call me up, man, 347-850-1521. Press that one button because I want to hear your voice. I want to know what you think about it. You know what I mean? It's serious. So anyway, let me get back to where I'm at in the story. Man, it's crazy. I think, yeah, I'm at the point where, yeah, the Native Americans just got slaughtered for pretty much land that looked like it was real good, you know, to the pilgrim that came over. And I want to really touch on that. Let me paint a picture for you. You got your nice little house, you know what I mean? You got a nice little crib, and you in it, and you having dinner with your family, you know what I mean? And you know, your family is good. You passing potatoes and meat around, and you're saying grace with each other. And all of a sudden, let's say I run up in your crib and put everybody, you know, tie everybody up with extension cords and hold a shotgun to your head and say, look, give me your house. And nobody does nothing. No cops, no nothing. You know what I mean? There is no police at this point. Ain't no police gonna come for you. You know what I mean? Let's say I do that to you. Are you gonna feel like that's right? Are you gonna feel like, you know, I was just, you know, are you gonna feel like you wanna press some charges against me for that? Or are you gonna feel like, well, you know, this up for the taking? Like basically this is where your Native Americans is at with this holiday, you know. And I wanna put this out there. I'm not a Native American per se. I'm not of any Native American descent. You know what I mean? I just think outside the box sometimes. But, you know, How would you feel in that situation, you know, and given that circumstance, how would you feel, you know? Or if I take your wife and decapitate, behead her in front of you, you know what I mean? Just chop her head off with your own what do you carve the turkey with? Your own carving knife, you know, that you carving the turkey with. Well, let's say I cut your wife's head off in front of you. Ain't nobody gonna do nothing about it. There's nothing you can do about it. There's no police. There's nothing at this point. I want y'all to think about it. Let that marinate for a minute. You know what I mean? These police that you say is so bad, maybe it's a good thing that y'all got these police out here, man, because it actually does protect a few of y'all. I ain't going to say no names. Anyway, let me get into, you know, something else, you know, that's up for consideration. You know, as my man DJ Genius, shout out to Genius, as my man pointed out, you know, we talking about, you know, what are people celebrating? You feel me? What exactly are we celebrating when it comes down to this Thanksgiving? Are we celebrating being thankful? You know, what are we being thankful for? You know, are we thankful for this holiday? Because when you actually, honestly, you know, over the course of these past couple of days, I spent a lot of time trying to, like, duck out of saying Happy Thanksgiving to people. People said it, and I kind of, like, went the other way. You know, I reversed it, like, Happy Holidays, you know, just couple it all together and just Happy Holidays, because I want to get out. I've honestly been raised on that, but I'm trying to get out of that habit. You know, I don't want to be Happy Thanksgiving anymore, because I feel like the justification and the meaning behind it, to me, is like I'm supposed to be saying something happy. How do you be happy and then Thanksgiving? You know what I mean? It doesn't really work. It doesn't really go together, if you understand what I'm saying. But, yeah, it's just crazy. It's real crazy, man. And shout out to Tony Lyric, you know what I'm saying, for getting on that last track, Make You Rain. He's putting in some serious work. We're going to get into some music from him a little bit later. I want to talk about, you know, let's get into, like, what exactly, and this is a serious thing for me, what are we teaching our children in the schools, man? Like, because, you know, Thanksgiving is one of those holidays that the schools really recognize that. You know what I mean? And they really, I feel like they put forth a strong effort to teach kids, you know, Thanksgiving and whatnot. And honestly, they ain't teaching them what I'm saying right now on this radio broadcast. They not teaching them that. They teaching them this, you know, at least from my perspective, from my understanding, what I'm seeing is there's this, we'll sit around the table, there's a pilgrim, a guy in a pilgrim hat, at least in all the cartoon, you know, the pictures that I see, there's a guy sitting around, a pilgrim-looking guy, and then there's a Indian-looking guy, and they're sitting around the table with a bunch of turkeys crawling around and stuff like that, and that's not really what Thanksgiving is, if you want to be technical. So, you know, I mean, it's crazy. Like, why, you know, we passing this down to our children, and we got our children, you know what I'm saying, trying to, you know, basically learning misinformation, you know. So we setting our kids up for failure, you know what I mean. We teaching our kids to pass on to their kids, you know, and to keep this cycle going. So honestly, you know, and I might get shut down for this by the powers that be or what have you, but I want to just get into it and just let y'all know right now, man, you know, it's a never-ending cycle. And it's being perpetuated forward and forward and forward through the generation. They teaching our kids to hate the Native American. You know what I mean? And the kids don't even realize it. And you grow up as adults, you don't even realize it. They teaching our kids to hate a race of people. And this is a country that's built on equality and freedom and justice and freedom of expression and gay marriage and all this other nonsense, right? This is what our country is based on. Don't you just want to feel like you manipulated a little bit when you think about that? Don't you just feel a little bit manipulated, like you spent how many years in elementary school coloring turkeys and drawing pictures and whatnot? And now you grow up and you really do some digging and you realize, wait a minute, I'm coloring this picture and it's a pilgrim at the table sitting across from an Indian. And that's not what really happened. Or maybe it happened in one meal, but after that, this Indian got murked. He went out and got murdered after that, you know what I'm saying? And yeah, so don't you just feel a little bit like you was taken advantage of, you know? I encourage everybody, man, everybody that's listening, everybody online, I encourage you, go to your library, You use that internet, that iPad, that shiny iPad you got. Use that. Educate yourself, man. Cause you and you over here offending somebody. You offending a whole race of people, and you don't even know it. You're ignorant to the fact. You feel me? Let's talk about what actually ended up happening after the fact to the Native American, the ones that actually lived through that massacre or whatever. Everybody wants to talk about the Holocaust, you know, and whatnot, and talk about how bad Hitler was. This is the equivalent of a Holocaust for me, you know what I mean, in my eyes at least. This is the equivalent of a Holocaust. You got people getting murdered over their land. Hitler murdered the Jews because they eyes weren't blue enough, or they hair wasn't blonde enough, or what have you. These people get murdered over their land that really it wasn't their land, but they was willing to share their land. You know, they was willing to share the land they inhabited, the food and the you know, growing crops and whatnot. They was willing to share that, and they still got murdered for it. So imagine, you know, being hospitable to somebody and they kill you anyway. Let's talk about what happened to the Native American after that. So, as convoluted as it is, the information about it, you know what I'm saying, as convoluted as it is, this is the truth. The Native Americans got forced off their land. The ones that were left that survived got forced off their land, pushed into reservations or whatnot, pushed into reservations, made to live there. So much for your freedom and justice, equality, and whatnot in this nation, and, you know, land of the free, home of the brave. Not that brave, but the other brave. You know what I mean? So much for that. We talking about you only gonna live here, and if you venture outside of this, you will be killed, you will be shot, hanged, what have you. It's crazy. You know what I mean? Somebody telling you, you gonna live here. If you Section 8, you ain't gonna live nowhere but Section 8. If you try to venture out of Section 8, guess what? I'm gonna hang you, I'm gonna kill you, I'm gonna shoot you, I'm gonna behead you. You know what I mean? Let me go back to my present Native American representative for a second. You know what I mean? My man DJ Genius, what's up, man? Let me get you speak on this real quick, because I might be a little bit off with that. You know, what do you think?
I mean, first, I'll say this. No natives consider themselves a Native American. They'll never say that. They go by the name of their tribe. That's the first thing, you know. Secondly, I mean, when you look at the whole situation is bad, but when you understand the history of the white man, I try not to get into race, but when you look at the history of their race, they've done it since their beginning. Everything they have from taken. You know, they have nothing that they can actually claim that their own. You know what I'm saying? So that's another new. You know, throughout history, they've continued to do that. And what goes on right now, in essence, you can consider a reservation sort of a prison camp, so to speak, because you've suppressed millions of tribes of people, you know, and even different tribes combined together into reservations, you know, when all of this land, you know, was inherited by them and taken away, you know, from them. But, you know, it just goes to show you that sometimes you can't be nice to everybody, you know.
True.
And that was a huge lesson that, you know, we still deal with to this day, because the repercussions of it is worse. Like, you spoke of the Holocaust, you speak of slavery, all those things. I mean, ancestors were raped, murdered, and, you know, massacred, and things like that. When that's, you know, taken place for so many years, you know, is the stigma that's attached to that, you know. But I try not to speak on the bad things. I try to speak on the good things. You know, the natives actually freed slaves. You know, a lot of the slaves who, you know, sought freedom, they were freed, you know, by a lot of natives. So, you know, there are some good things, and a lot of natives continue to do great deeds and things to this day. Medicine came from the natives. You know,
yeah.
Our health system came from the natives, you know, along with a lot of our intelligence has, you know, benefited you know, from them, and will continue to. I think that it's important that, you know, like you spoke on the education system. It's funny, you know, when when you look at it, they teach the youth, you know, by downplaying situations, you know what I'm saying? You know, they celebrate the Thanksgiving by putting up the cartoonish turkey using the pictures and the imagery, you know, to take away from what really took place. And that's with any of the situations that took place in their history, you know, not history, but his story, you know. But that's why it's important that we educate our youth, you know, our kids at home. Education starts first at home. It's important that we ourselves be educated and be able to teach our youth what's really going on, you know.
So let me ask you this. I'm sorry, I don't want to cut you off. Let me ask you this. What would be a good, because I'm not about offending people. So what would be a good way that I could kind of, because I can't list like the millions of tribes out there. So what would be a good way to refer to, you know, the Indian in that case? What would be a good way to refer to
I mean,
to
you
them?
Can call them natives. I mean, me, I'm,
all right, well,
I'm
yeah,
Iroquois descendant. My dad was Iroquois, but, you know, they consider themselves, you know, native, you know, but calling them Native Americans is, you know, they take offense to that because, I mean, number one, America wasn't even discovered by Columbus and the name came from Amerigo Vespucci, you know, but they never consider themselves American even to this day. You know, they stick to their traditional roots, and if you ask them what they are, the first thing they'll say is, you know, the name of their tribe. You know, it's like asking somebody from New York where they're from, the first thing they're going to name is their barrel. You know what I'm saying? Or if you're from D.C., they're going to say Northwest, Southeast, or Southwest. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, and that's a very important thing because it's important to know, you know, where you're from. You know?
True.
But, yeah, to eliminate it, you know, in most cases, you know, they call themselves natives, you know. But the one thing, I mean, when we speak of America, you know, and it's so crazy to me because when you look at America, America was founded, you know, and inhabited by so many different cultures of people. You know, for us to sit there and to deny other races of people to come into America is crazy to me. When
yeah.
everybody except for the natives are foreign,
mm-hmm.
you know.
All
so
of us.
That really kills me, you know, to deny the Hispanic people, you know, to come here is crazy. And I mean, and in essence, if you really do the history, you know what I'm saying, or the math, as it's called, you know, the Hispanic race is actually descended from Africans, you know what I'm saying? So are the Italians. You know, I mean, in essence, we're all from the same place. But, I mean, technically, for them to sit there and deny these people, which do almost 70% of the work in the nation, is crazy to me. You know, but that's politics for you.
And that's
you know,
what, yeah, that's what I'm trying to get into. Just trying to undo this propaganda, this stigma that we got. You know that what we getting is right. You know that what we getting is the whole. When I say right, I mean the whole truth and nothing but the truth. So hold me, God. You know what I mean? That's what I'm trying to undo. We're gonna get into a little bit of music. We're gonna take a little music break. You know, I'm giving y'all this knowledge real quick. Shout out to my man Genius. You know what I mean, for educating, you know, stepping my game up a little bit. You know, no more Native Americans. We're talking about the natives and how the pilgrim basically just threw them off their land and put them in to the quote-unquote reservation, you know what I mean, and told them stay there. We're going to get into the Sunset Terrace music. The song's called Tooth Decay. It's off the Sunrise album that's just out off iTunes. Get off iTunes, CD Baby. We're going to get into that real quick. It's Diva Spy Radio. Step your game up. Saturdays, I'm Space Age J. Follow me on Twitter, @SpaceAgeJ. Shout out to Diva Ebony B on the personal holiday. Let's get into it.
Mommy, mommy, the Candyman is here. The Candyman is here. call me Mr. Good Boy. Sorry, say good Lord. Applehead, gray beard, cherry hair, diamonds. Ooh, those look orange. Dumb, dumb, a nerd. So what you think, why? You a smarty, I get you a fistful of rain pop. Set up a hell of a ice break. And if she the right flavor, I throw her a lifesaver. So I'm a chicken sappy and I'm not a sugar daddy. But I'm all with the money just to taste a bit of honey. I'm talking chopping three.
This here kit will catch ya.
Almond Joy got nuts, ooh, but Mounds don't got nuts. A Rolo, you stunt, yeah, you bonkers, and what? Sour patches step back like Wonka balls, I'm fat. So cap candy pack 100 grand, that I'll rip that. Whatchamacallit, mix this, raisinets and cashew. Even Hershey will kiss it, till ginger biters get you. Dogs hanging like Polo, yeah, on your clothesline. So lifesaver your molars and your gum line. Catch Reese's and Teeth's, so all you butter fingers. Sweet Teeth's, believe it, nutty good and plenty. Y'all lemon heads get laid, don't group respond, sway. Raw M&M don't play, so watch the tooth decay. So rap that, it's the good.
Like ear hairs to fly higher than helicopters. Don't copy like my twin. This ain't no double mint. We York peppermint patties. Why you just a junior man? So try as you may, but you can never match this. That's why those haters give us sour looks like some patch kids. But that's okay because they all got the duplicate. We payday rappers. They got the dish on layaway. And yo, I rap skills. Keep the grill looking fresh and clean. So all you milk the rappers, step up your oral hygiene.
So rap that, Mr. Goody. Cop that, sweet and fruity. It's the candy man. Sweet, sweet, sweet hotline. It's the candy man. Sweet treats the whole line. It's the candy man. Chopped up and wrapped on. It's the candy man. Sweet up on this track, y'all.
The enemies to your doubt, believe you can achieve what you dream. Cause when you look back, it never was really as hard as it seemed. Who told you that you had to sell drugs to rap? Who told you that a college degree was just a paper on a plaque? But how you gonna do that when you think you're too dumb? Or you trying to do the things that everybody everybody else does, just to be accepted. Cause you're not good enough, but you're great enough. All you need is a little trust and some confidence. You the best you can be. Soon as you stop doubting, you'll see what I see.
I could be a lawyer, doctor, or teacher, but how can I do that if I have all these doubts? I'm staring in the mirror, seeing my reflection, telling me I have things to figure out. I'm working on my craft, a work in progress. I'm doing what I do, I'm living in my truth. Yes, I have freedom at my discretion, and the path I chose, I no longer doubt.
They say I can do whatever I put my mind to, long as I focus ahead, ignore my behind view. They used to say, never give up. I say, I'm trying to. Easier said than done, you said like some you. Girl, you can do it all. Intelligent and beautiful. Heaven sent angels so far from the usual. The men try to tell you that your place is in the kitchen, how you should be a housewife, but you ain't gotta listen. You would make a good wife, a little man in the first verse. All you gotta do is stay true and let your words work. You can be the next Maya Angelou, the next Oprah, the next Lisa Leslie, the next Roxy Moser. Reach for your goals and surpass them. And any other females wanna hate, don't join them, just outclass them. And the boys gon' respect you even more, cause you ain't have to use sex. Oh, you ain't have no doubt.
I could be a lawyer, doctor, or teacher, but how can I do that if I have all these doubts? I'm staring in the mirror, seeing my reflection, telling me I have some things to figure out. I'm working on my craft, a work in progress. I'm doing what I do, I'm living in my truth. Yes, I have freedom at my discretion, and the path I chose, I no longer doubt.
This is my life, and it can get crazy sometimes. They say there's no church in the wild, but I'm saved, and it feels good. I'm just like you, we're one and the same. Oh yeah, we struggle, and I've been naive, which led me to battle the war. And people have tried to knock me down along the way, just like my deadbeat father. It's like the portrait of life, I can't doubt, or I would never find the answer.
I could be a lawyer, doctor, or teacher, but how can I do that if I have all these doubts? I'm staring in the mirror, seeing my reflection, telling me
I have some things to figure out.
I'm working on my craft, a work in progress. I'm doing what I do, I'm living in my truth. Yes, I have freedom at my discretion, and the path I chose, I no longer doubt.
Yeah, that right there, that was my boy. Official AP, a.k.a. P, the Spiritualist, you know, with his song Doubts. Doubts came off the last mixtape of his, which was Portrait of Life, you know what I'm saying? It's available on SoundCloud. Go check that out, man. It's real dope, you know what I mean? It's real positive music. It's uplifting, just like Doubts, you feel me? And the song before that, that was Sunset Terrace, you know what I mean? With featuring me, of course, with Tooth Decay off the Sunrise album. You know, that's available now on iTunes, CD Baby, and Rhapsody. You know, go check that out. It's two discs worth of music, you know, for the price of one, basically, you know. And be on the lookout for the Sunset Terrace new release, the new EP release, which is all the proceeds, 100% of the proceeds. I'm not talking about a partial. All of the money that made, raised by this new EP is going to hurricane relief for the Sandy victims up in the Northeast. So, you know, it's a new EP. It's acoustical, you know, all acoustical music. You know, we got, I think it's about 7 or 8 tracks on there, man. And, you know, we just trying to give back a little bit. So make sure y'all check that out, you know, when it come out, you know, support that. It's real, you know, it's real. I wanna shout out to New Jersey and New York and everybody that's being affected by those Hurricane Sandy. I wanna shout those people out. Excuse me if I'm a little flustered, you know what I'm saying? I'm thinking about my niece right now, you know, she's up there and you know, she was hit, you know, she's in New Jersey, and she was hit with the hurricane, and, you know, God bless, you know, she was not harmed and not injured in any physical way, you know, but just, you know, you have stuff like that happen, and it makes you think kind of like, you know, about, like, life, you know, and how precious life is, you know what I mean? And So shout out to her, and shout out to my girl, Bree Shine. You know what I mean? She's up there as well. She did a video with me and at Official AP for his new song that's, you know, coming out. It's called Feels Good. You know, she was in the video for us. So shout out to her too, man. We want to get back into talking about this Thanksgiving, man. Just talking about, you know, what does it mean? Like, for real, you know. And before we went on the music break, you know, took a break, paid some bills, you know, before we went on that, we was talking about how the Thanksgiving holiday and how it's kind of, I want to say marketed, because it's like the word that sticks out for me, but not how it's proposed and taught to our children in our schools, you know, and it's a real, I want to say, downplayed version, a real kind of rated G, if you could say that, rated G version of what happened on Thanksgiving, you know, what actually happened to the natives by the pilgrims, you know, it's real downplayed, and I want to just challenge ourselves to, just like Genius said, you know, and shout out to him, I want to challenge ourselves to take more of a precedence over the schools, and I know this really doesn't have much to do with the holiday, but it's a standard across the board, people, that we are allowing too many outside forces to raise our children. You know what I mean? We're not doing enough raising of our children. And we're letting the TV do it, you know. And even the school system is not fit, in my opinion, to fully raise my child anymore, fully educate my child anymore. You know, in my eyes, in my personal opinion, the school system is the obligation or the requirement that my child has to meet in order to get go on to progress and go to college and obtain more knowledge and obtain a degree to get a good paying job. I don't rely on the school system to educate my children. I will not, because I don't trust it. At this point in the stage in the game, I don't trust it. I don't feel like, and this isn't a knock on any of the teachers or anything like that, you know, because I respect teachers to the fullest for everything that they have to go through in educating our young children, our youth. I respect teachers. It's the curriculum. The curriculum, the way they designed the curriculum, the way they've, you know, wrote even something as like Thanksgiving. They've designed it and wrote it so that you're not going to focus on, can you imagine if you're a descendant of like the natives, you know, if you're a child and you're a descendant of natives and you're sitting there and they're feeding you this garbage about how, you know, your ancestors was at a table with you know, the white man eating turkey, and it was all cool. We was throwing back food, sharing corn, cornucopia. You know, can you imagine that? Like, can you imagine getting, it's almost like getting told a lie, and the person looking you dead in your face like you're stupid, like you're supposed to believe this. You understand what I'm saying? It's real, you know? And, I mean, imagine what, you know, like these teachers, the ones that feel like I do, what they're going through right now. They have to teach this because that's their job. Maybe they don't believe in it, but if you don't teach it, you're going to lose your job. You know what I mean? Imagine how that is. You know, imagine that. You got to teach something you don't necessarily believe in. You got to do something you don't believe in, because that's what pays the bills. It's crazy. You know what I mean? It's crazy. I want to touch on something else, and this is probably a part of what we don't really pay attention to in terms of, you know, this particular holiday, you know, and I want to say this to challenge us as well. I want to challenge my culture and my community. When you really stop and look at, you know, advertising, you stop and look at, like, this holiday in particular, you know what I mean, it's usually coupled with a Black Friday, right? You know, run out to the store and you know, buy whatever discounted, crazy discounted prices and everything like that. So I want to get back into that, like, what does that really mean? You know, What is this, when you stop and think about it, what is this holiday really, you know, about? Is it about the meal? Is it about being thankful? Or is it about go to the store and buy this DVD player, this TV at a discount? You know, what is it really about? You know what I mean? Are we even celebrating what the kids were taught was supposed to be Thanksgiving anymore? This is how crazy we are as a society in America. We'll teach this ass backwards, you know what I'm saying? We'll teach this concept, I'll say, of Thanksgiving to our children. And then when they get 18, that concept is reversed and flipped and bounced. And it becomes, oh, well, now it's just about, you know, we don't even, you know, if you go to the store, I'm putting it like this. You just take, for example, you go to the store. What store do you go to and you really see them talking about, you know, you see the Thanksgiving decorations or you see anything like that, that they really, you know, you don't even see, like, you see other than turkey in the grocery store or whatever. They crazy stock turkeys around this time of year. But other than that, what do you really see in the store that's related to this holiday? Nothing. You feel me? You don't see anything. It's like from Halloween, you see Halloween costumes, and that little gap in November, it skips right ahead to Christmas, you know what I mean? You get the Christmas decorations, ornaments, things of that nature. So it's like as a kid, you were raised to thinking, like, okay, this holiday is, you know, is important because it's in my school curriculum, it's in my school, you know, what I got to learn, that's important. Then it turns into, at the age of, I'm going to say as a teenager, you start to see that it's phased out. You feel me? And I say that to say this. You know, in 773, I see you, I'm going to get to you in a second. I say that to say this. You know what I mean? What are we really learning, you know, in schools? Like, we're learning things that are not going to stick with us the rest of our life at an early age, mind you. You know, we're not learning things that are really going to matter anymore. You feel me? We're learning things that, you know, or the teachers are getting paid to teach things that don't even really matter. You know, you're going to forget by the time you're 14, Thanksgiving, the holiday itself, is not even going to matter when you walk out here in this world. It's going to be all about Halloween and then Christmas. And it's going to be a little Bermuda Triangle where everything that's related to this Thanksgiving. So I want to pose the question, is it the fact that, you know, society, are you embarrassed that, you know, you did this to the natives and that's why you don't publicly celebrate this holiday? Or what is it, you know, what is it? Or is it just, you know, a way of keeping us dumb? Like, what is it? You know what I'm saying? Let me talk to 773. Let me talk to you real quick. What's going on? Talk to me.
What's good, it's Anaya. How are you?
Oh, what's up, babe? Nia's in the building. How you doing?
I'm good. What's going on, mister?
Yeah, I'm good. You know what I'm saying? I'm in here. We talking about, you know, the true meaning of holiday, hell day, Thanksgiving, a.k.a. Thanksgiving, a.k.a. the native massacring. You know what I mean? I'm just talking about it real quick. You know, I want to educate my people to rise above the senseless, you know, basically celebrating the downfall of one race, of one nationality, you know, by celebrating that, you know. And I mean, well, first I want to say, how was your holiday? Like, what did you do?
It was good. I got to see family. One of my cousins came from D.C. Another one came from Atlanta. So it was really good to see them. I like what you said about, you know, how kids are going to just think about Halloween to Christmas, because what happens is right after Halloween, everything becomes about Christmas. And of
exactly.
course, Christmas is all jacked up because everything's about shopping and going crazy and yada, yada, yada. Now, the issue that I have with Thanksgiving is the fact of, yes, we know what the holiday is about, you know, how the pilgrims screw the natives. However, that being said, I think what we have done... or what I hope to have done, have brought it to the fact of, like, you know, being with your family and connecting and whatnot. Now, the problem that I have with the holiday is all these damn stores that decided to open at 8 o'clock, therefore not giving their employees chance to spend time with their families. I think that's just wrong. Shout out to Walmart employees for having the guts to say something and strike regarding this, because it is extremely wrong with it, with the, what these companies are doing. It's very wrong what they do on Black Friday when they have like 10 or 15 items that are actually going to be on sale, and the rest of the thing is just to get the people to come into the stores and buy something. And that's all the game is. A lot of people don't know that.
It's crazy because, like, ironically, I used to work at Walmart when I was, like, you know, in high school or whatever, like on work-study program or whatnot. I worked in Walmart, you know what I mean, around this time, actually. And, like, you know, when Black Friday, Thanksgiving, well, the holiday and Black Friday came out, like, I was actually fortunate enough to not have to work. So it wasn't that big, you know, back then. Like, they didn't have but, like, I think maybe 20 employees worked, you know, out of, like, I think we had, like, 50 or 60 so employees, you know, so it wasn't even that serious back then. But I say that to say this, like, to illustrate the point, like, over time, like, this was about, what, 10 years ago, I think, so over time, it's like, you know, they've placed a lot of importance on, like, this Black Friday, you know, and the shopping and whatnot, and just, like, okay, you're not going to be at home, you're going to be at work, and you're going to have to do, you know, you might have to do a double, you know what I mean? Because, you know, we got some crazy people in here that's going to, you know, be raiding. It's almost like the riots. It's almost like it's going to be like a riot. Like, people will be looting almost, you know, and trying to get their stuff, you know?
Right.
Yeah, and it's crazy, you know? I mean,
it's wrong because people are in line since, like, Monday. You know what I mean? Like, it's insane. So, you're not seeing that. So, because one of my best of the best, she was saying, she's like, well, you know, this is Thanksgiving, and I'm sitting there having to go to work, and my, you know, and I can't spend time with my family. It's supposed to be a day that's about families and spending time with people, you know. So no, there's an issue, and people are like, oh, well, if you set up to be in retail, then you should expect that. No, you do not. If you set up for retail, you do not expect to be working on Thanksgiving. The day after, okay, fine, that's been happening for years, but the day of Thanksgiving, absolutely not. You are not expecting to work that day. That's something brand new. It happened in the past, like, 5 years. It's
so
a bad idea.
So let me ask you this, because, like, I think, I don't know, it depends on who I talk to, because, like, some people would say, like, it's a holiday, generally a holiday for their company. So do you think we should just declare this, like, you know, everything is shut down for this holiday, just like in a similar vein of fashion to like Memorial Day or you know, Martin Luther King's birthday or something of that nature?
Well, I mean, like, I think what happens, because, but MLK Day, the only thing that shuts down is any government agencies. So everything else is open. The only thing that shuts down is government agencies, and the same thing goes for, what is it? Like, any of the other Columbus Days and all that kind of stuff. So, but I don't think everything should shut down because I think, like, stores need to be open because that's a food day. But in terms of, like, it's a retail store. Retail stores really don't need to be open that day. They don't. I think restaurants should be open that day. You know, so
right.
Not all of them are limited to that. They have for food that can't cook and don't want them on the house. So,
right.
But I don't think stores need to be open that day. I think it should be an option whether you work it or not. It should be mandatory.
So what happens
then? Well, people put way too much emphasis on Black Friday because people don't understand that the best prices come after Christmas any freaking way.
Right.
And they don't
realize
that, like, the prices that the sale, the quote-unquote sales they're getting are usually not even sales because the sales are only going to go to a couple people.
So let me ask you this. What happens when, you know, if you say it's not mandatory, it's by choice, but then you don't get enough people to work?
Then what you do as a company, you decide that it's not enough people to work, and you just decide that you're going to take that day off. Because, I mean, like I said, there's no, I don't think there's a reason to, like, to stress out your employees, you know, and because I already know how the whole thing goes, like, especially when it comes to Black Friday, there's this whole, they have this huge budget number they're trying to hit, and it's not always possible. I mean, they will throw us an insane number for the store to hit, knowing that they probably won't hit it. You know what I mean? But especially nowadays, like, because the economy is so bad, it's hard to hit $1 million in one day. That's very, very hard.
I don't think it's possible, to be honest. Like, unless you're, like, you know, selling cars or something and it's, like, real good. I don't know. Like, I don't think – I wouldn't strive for that, to be honest. I wouldn't strive for that mark anyway. Like, and I'd be happy with just a spike in business, you know, for that particular weekend. But I'm not shooting for any particular number, goal, or money, because you're supposed to make money throughout the year. That's how I look at it. You're making that money throughout the year. That you can feed your, you know, pay your employees and everything is good. But then, you know, when you shoot for this one particular holiday, you kind of strain a lot of people, you strain yourself, and then when you fall short of the goal, let's say you fall short of it, and then you're looking at it like, okay, I failed, and morale goes down, you know, and some people can handle, like, a morale hit. Some people never bounce back, you know, from something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's crazy, you know what I mean? And that brings up an interesting point, you know, an interesting topic. Like, how does this affect the economy? You know, is it a good thing that we can actually get out here and spend all this money? I'm not gonna put my numbers out there personally, but let's just say I spent a great chunk of change, you know what I mean, trying to buy stuff just for my seed and my family personally and you know, the seed on the way. So, like, how does this, is this a good thing for the economy, or is this something that, you know, we should hold back on? Like, how does this affect the economy?
It affects the economy when people overspend. Now, if you know you couldn't afford to do it, then you're paying for it in January, and you're almost paying double at some point. So it really is a matter of, like, for some people, it's just a matter of just telling your kids, no, you can't have every single thing in your list. Sorry. Santa can't work that hard. I'm so sorry. You know what I mean? So, but some people think that if the kids won't love them or whatever, unless you reason that that's the case and you got something wrong with your child, we need to work on that. But, I mean, like I said, there's so much emphasis on presents and having, you know, having the most expensive presents and all that kind of mess in some households. So, it really is it's about making sure that Christmas does not become just all about the presents. Because it's about family, it's about caring, it's about, you know, being kind of, which you should do all year round, but more so on the holidays. So.
Right. That's
true. You know
true.
What I mean? Like,
I'm not going to lie, I definitely, I've been getting it in with my family, you know, and I appreciate this time. I thank the Lord for this time that I've been having with my family over these past 3 days. I've never felt, especially with my son being here now, I've never felt this kind of way around this time of year. I've never had a turkey day as I guess fulfilling, I would say, as this one here. You know, I will remember this probably the rest of my life, because this is the most fulfilling I've ever felt around this time. I've had holidays like this surrounded by 50 people in my house, and I've never felt the way I feel now with just two people, my son and my woman, my son. I've never felt three people. You know what I mean? I've never felt this way before. So, you know, I spend like 365, spend 365 days out the year with them. So, you know, and I've never felt this before. So, I don't know, maybe it's something for me in the air, but I want to say, you know, that we definitely as a community, all of us, we need to think about all of these times where, you know, we got family and whatnot that we really love and we really appreciate, you know, think about them on days other than this, reach out to them, Facebook, even if it's just a Facebook poke or something like that, just reach out to your family, show them some love. You know, because like as I said before, man, when you start talking Hurricane Katrina, Sandy, Katrina too, but Sandy, you know what I mean? You start talking about that, it gets crazy, and you might not have that person when you try to reach out to them. You might not, they might not be there anymore, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I mean, I'm glad you said you had somebody come from ATL and DC. Yeah, you know what I mean? If it's not DC, it's definitely ATL. They're my favorite places. Two of my favorite places in the continent, in the whole continent. So I'm glad you said that. That makes me feel real good on my side. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, continue. I mean, my prayers with you. I hope you continue to do work. What's that? Shout out to what is it? North Star. Man, I'm forgetting. My brain is
North Star.
Yeah, shout out to them. I heard the track is crazy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I played. You know, I listened to it and I was like, I don't really get into stuff like that, but you know that was a pretty well done track. You know, it was very artistically and creatively done, and I liked it, the song. You know, and shout out to you and all the work you're doing for them. You know what I mean? And shout out to my man Fire. You know, my man Fire. You know, over there Hip Hop TV, HHTV. Shout out to him too.
Yeah, they're definitely doing really good. The video's doing really well. So shout out to Red Tenney. His vocals are on the track. He's also on that TV show Boss. So he's definitely doing his thing out there in Seattle. So.
Okay.
Chicago artists are definitely doing their thing all across. Even if they're not in Chicago, they're still doing their thing in Rapid Chicago, which I love. So.
That's what's up. Yeah, that's what's up. You got anybody you want to shout out real quick? I'm going to take a music break.
Definitely. Shout out to Dope Ass Music. He made a brand new dope mixtape because that's what he does. I think Speaking Massacre, make sure y'all pop that. I know DJ Biggs is on there. There are tons of other amazing artists that are on there. So make sure that y'all go download that mixtape.
For sure. I'm on
and
that
course,
show, man. Download that. My partner on there, Diva Ebony B, is on there. My co-host, my diva in crime, you know what I'm saying? She is on there. So y'all make sure y'all download and support that. It's a fat, fat, fat project. Like, there's a lot of music on there. So it's not going to be nothing you don't find. You're going to find something that's to your liking. I put it like that. Hopefully it's this We Came to Party track with me and Dobass on there. We're going to get into, we're going to play it once again. The track from the last project is me, Dobass, my man Tony Lyric. It's called Make You Rain. The single is coming out on iTunes. I said this weekend, I was like so flustered, you know, because I'm excited about it. It's actually this coming Saturday that's coming up right here. So we're going to get into it real quick. It's Space Age J. Let's go.
Did a little something special for you, you know, show you how much I care for you. Yeah, I know, I ain't had to do that, but I wanted to. Hold up, let me get that. Hold on. Nah, don't move. Let me get a good look at you. Now turn around, let me see the rest of you. Now that's my favorite part.
Baby, it's your night. Treat you like my job, let me grind hard. I put in work plus overtime. Let me rub your feet, massage your shoulders. Got scented oils and hot aromas and candles lit. I handle it, you ain't gotta raise a hand to demand for just close your lips. Matter of fact, just close your eyes. Where we going, it's no surprise. I just hope that we both survive. I ran your back through bubbly in it. Take your clothes off, get comfy in it. Stereo, we'll all be in it. Your body calling out, you want me in it, yeah. Got them clouds falling. Trail just to put my mouth on it. I kiss you head to toe, everywhere from breast below. Put your legs on my shoulders, promise I won't let you go. This ain't sex no more, baby, this is precipitation. That's why your body pouring from all that anticipation. For every raindrop, I see a rainbow. So that's real love, I don't need a raincoat. Easy.
Baby, the weather kinda blowing. I'm feeling kind of horny. I know that you like it. Tell me how bad you want it, so I can make you rain. Oh, rain, oh, rain. Yeah, so I can make you rain. Yeah, rain. And I ain't letting up until tomorrow morning.
Every climax, like a man kissing high.
blow your spine crack. It rains so much you got a flood warning. Forecast say it's love storming. Raining just like Washington. Before tonight, Southern California. I started out up under that. Round two, I hit it from the back. I put you up in front of that. Then grab your waist while you're thunderclapping my lightning strike. Doing it till the sunrise. Roll around, cuddled up, exhausted, tongue tied.
Wanna go deeper than I've ever been, baby. Got me begging for your rain again. I'll love on you, you put your love on me. Open up your skies and let the rain go green. Let it flood on me, I'll put this love on you. In the morning I'll be the grass, you'll be the dew. What you trying to do? Baby, the weather's kinda stormy, and I'm feeling kinda horny.
Oh, yeah.
I know that you like it. So tell me how bad you want it, so I can make you rain.
Oh,
rain,
oh,
rain.
Oh,
yeah.
So I can make you rain.
Letting up until tomorrow morning.
Baby, the weather's kinda stormy.
Feeling kinda stormy.
And I'm feeling kinda horny.
I know that you like it. So tell me how bad you want it, so I can make you rain.
Oh, rain,
oh, rain.
Girl,
yeah. So I can make you rain.
Yeah, shout out to my boy Dope Ass Music for producing that hot track right there, Make You Rain, featuring myself and the kid, Tony Lyrics, ESR. Y'all can check out Tony Lyrics at soundcloud.com/Tony-Lyrics. Spell it just how it sounds. You check me out on soundcloud.com/JBiggs. Shout out to SoundCloud. You know what I'm saying? They be getting it in. They got a lot of good. They coming up in the world, you know, as far as, like, streaming your music, getting people, you know, streaming it for people to hear, both on SoundCloud and those who do not have a SoundCloud account. What we going to do right now, like I said, man, we got new music, right? So I'm going to play this hot new joint that's coming off my mixtape. Mixtape is called The Found Tape. It's coming out on Nightbreed Entertainment. It's my song. It's called Life Imitates Life. You know what I'm saying? It's real. It's a hot track. You know what I mean? At least I feel like it's hot. You be the judge. So I'm play this right now. It's the world premiere. It's coming out. I don't know when we're going to put this mixtape out, man, because I'm trying to get it right for y'all, man. But it's coming. It's coming soon. Y'all check that out when it get here. We're doing this live. It's only on Step Your Game of Saturdays on Diva Spot Radio. It's me, my girl Ebony B, shout out. We going down. We going to play this right here and now. Check it out.
Turn me up. No ideas original. Nothing's brand new since the sun, whether audio, visual, or physical. Every occurrence, everything in life is all cyclical. Even down to DNA strands and individuals, it's all repetition. The first murder was Cain. He slayed Abel, still today we do the same. New bites really exist. The term incoherent of whether we ever bit, like maybe I never did, cause the shoe is so ugly, hoping it never fit. Rather focus on a strike than get left with a 7-10. Everybody loves perfection, so when the flaws show, we change names to anonymous. Jane and John Doe, it's like Onika and that girl Kimberly. Kimberly tells whoever listens, that girl Onika mimics me. Lyrically, magazine spreads down to the imagery. Mannerism, style, and wardrobe is vintage me. But before Kim was Kim, Chris told her be like Marilyn. And before Marilyn, it was the heroine. Mobsters and real life gangsters and prohibition. Smuggling liquor, shipping, swing dancing with soulless women like the up and up. Tommy gun suck and full of ice. Nowadays, you only gangster if your chains is full of ice. PP crews and double HRs with gang whips. That, and they got cars inspired by spaceships. To have a good time, just to be high, regardless of the results. Death is off for the course, chasing dragons, chasing clouds.
That's it. That's all y'all get. We about to sign off, man. Holler at me. Space Age J. We out.